Chapter 10 People and History. Unit 19 The Penny Black. People have always been interested in sending and receiving messages. Today, sending messages is common and easy to do. People send messages by email, fax, instant messaging, or the regular postal service, also known as snail mail. However, prior to the mid-19th century, whenever someone sent a message by mail, it lacked an important feature common to all posted letters today, the postage stamp. The invention of the postage stamp did much to change the way that messages were handled by the post office. In the early days of the postal service, when someone wanted to send a letter, he or she would fold the message, seal it shut with wax, and give it to the postman. When the letter was delivered, often after a long period of time, it was the responsibility of the person receiving the letter to pay for the cost of delivering the message. This was often very expensive. In fact, many people refused to accept the letter at all just for that reason. In 1837, the British Postmaster General, Sir Rowland Hill, thought of an idea to prevent people from not paying for delivered mail. The idea, part of his post office reforms law, allowed people to mail a half-ounce message anywhere on the British Isles for the price of one penny. When a customer paid the penny, he or she would receive a stamp that would be stuck onto the letter. Hill's idea became British law in 1840, and the result was the first postage stamp. The picture printed on the stamp was a profile of Queen Victoria, the Queen of England at that time. Hill designed the stamp himself. Since it was printed in black ink and cost a penny, the stamp quickly became known as the Penny Black. As a result of this invention, for the first time ever, the prepayment of mail postage became possible and practical. This improved the way people sent and received messages, because it ensured that all mail carried by letter carriers were important enough to be paid for.